very upfront with you. I don't make any impulse purchases, even if it's a right now type of deal. I'm a businessman. I take about a month to purchase almost anything. I mean, my hand pruners that I prune, you know, just little bits of hands with that I don't use that much, took me about 60 days to find the one that I want. And I'm not joking with you. So,
and
this
Robert,
is not going to be done today. I will be very upfront about that. And I would also, hopefully, if you want to work with me, you can contact Angie's themselves. They had the wait almost a little over 4 weeks for me to sign up with them.
Right.
Because I think everything very, very, very diligently through. And I do not like online to begin with. I have a good bit of door hangers, the yard signs, and flyers that I am very involved in my community. You have to remember, I grew up here. This isn't, you know, I'm not sending out crews to do the work for me. It's me showing up. I don't have anybody else. I'm not in no serious rush for anything.
Right.
I am very low overhead. I'm very low everything. So, you know, if you're going to hit me with a number that's more than I pay for my garage and rent, you know, we're going to have an issue because it doesn't add as much value as that garage, because that garage is where I run my business on. So, you know, you got to understand, I'm not a big spending guy. I'm running a business off of the sun. I mean, I'm not in, and I use all very, you know, very due diligence with my vehicles, in terms of I buy only very reliable, used, old vehicles, do all the work myself kind of thing. And, I'm not, you know, in no rush to buy anything. And whatever number you hit me with, even if you hit me with $50 a month, I'm probably still going to think of it. Unless, if you hit me at $50 a month, I might sign up for that. But I know
and,
it's not going to be that.
And Robert, you know that the last thing that I want to do here is be taking up your time. But is this something that you'd really be interested in? I mean, if we could help you save some money from what you're currently spending with Angie's, put you up on that first page, have these calls going directly to you instead of you paying per lead, right? And get, because I know you said that one of the major problems is you're getting a lot of these jobs that you don't want with Angie, right? So if we could help you out with that, I'm sure this is something that you'd be interested in trying out today, am I right?
So let me, you want to know what I'm paying with Angie so you can be comparable? I'll be very upfront.
Go ahead, Robert.
All right, so they gave me a program. I pay $750. So they waive the $300 yearly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And they give me $1,500 in credit. Now, the, you know, we'll say an average serviceable, you know, lawn care, one that, you know, I secured off of them, cost me about, you know, $13, I think, $14, out of that $1,500. So if I do that math correctly, I should be on pace to hit my 100 goal just off Angie's leads if I just accept these types of lawns, which they're the only types of lawns that I really want to accept. I'm not set up to do, you know, acres of lawns. I'm set up to do small lawns in and out quick, and I'm able to get in tight spaces because of my vehicles.
And
trailer, I'm very efficient in that aspect. So because of that, even if this did take me a year to get to that, I'm already paid up and I can get to this 100. You understand? Like, it is very easy for me in the next 52 weeks, based on the amount of lawns I got on week one, I will hit my goal. And I've already paid my $750.
And Robert, I actually have my pricing director on the line. His name's David.
Okay.
So we wanted to give you the price, but we also want to elaborate a little bit more on what our services include. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Robert. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, David? I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I definitely appreciate you for asking, Robert. So, yeah, now I am the director here in charge, right, when it comes down to pricing for the state. Now, let's see what we can do for you. Eric definitely does a great job of outlining the basics, right? And while I was in on the conversation, you know, I was able to pick up on a little bit, right? So I hear you referencing this 100 number, right? Is that like customers? Is that like yard serviced? What exactly is that 100?
That is reoccurring lawn cutting customers. So
okay. So what you're looking to do is get 100 contracts, active contracts that are just continue reoccurring customers month to month, right?
Yes, sir. And between my yard signs and my, you know, door hanging and me just being from here, I've already acquired 30. And then I'd say, you know, Angie's has helped me acquire another, you know, 3 to 4, and then a little yard clean out that I didn't really want, that they did charge me a good bit for the lead. And, you know, I wasn't too happy about it. But now I know I don't do this. I just use Angie's for my reoccurring lawn contracts because they're pretty cheap based on the, you know, amount of credit that I got. I should be able to achieve my goal because I'm already at, you know, almost 40. So we're moving in the right direction.
For sure. And that's definitely a good thing. And I'll tell you why, right? Now, when you talk about Angie's and the leads and where they're coming from, they're letting Google power their leads, right, and their actual search engine. So what Angie's does is they're going to go and they're going to pay top dollar to be on the first page of Google for certain keywords and phrases, right, for all different types of companies that they're servicing. So in your aspect, it would be landscaping, lawn services, you know, yard cutting, yard mowing, things of that nature, right? So what they do is they purchase these keywords, and then when people are searching them, whether it be through Alexa, Siri, they're typing them in on a desktop or through the cellular phone, and they're typing it into Google, at the bottom of every page, you're going to see someone that says top 10 lawn companies near me. As soon as somebody clicks there, they become a lead. What they'll do is they'll grab those phone numbers, and then they resell them to their customers inside their networks. Now, that's not a bad idea, because they're getting leads from people who are actively looking for their services. The only thing is obviously you're competing for those leads, right? They're not coming to you exclusively. Now, you've done a great job of securing some of those, which means that you're great at answering your phones. You're great at turning over leads. You're great at being responsive, right? And that's something that this program, you know, is really going to entail. When we talk about, you know, Google really powering businesses, and you look at the businesses that are on the first page of Google, when you contact these businesses, you know, for the most part, you're always going to find a company that's pretty diligent, right? They're going to have their services in line. They're going to have somebody answering their phones, and they're going to get in contact with all their customers. They're used to their phones ringing, but they also have some of the conveniences that they'll need to be able to take the influx of those phone calls, right? Because when you talk about people searching, it's literally like when they used to have a phone book, right? So I'm in my 40s. You know, I don't know how old you are, but I remember when the phone books were dropped off on our driveway. You know, you're 28. Okay.
I'm actively looking for a phone book because I don't know if you heard, I have a flip phone. I do not.
Yeah, you're not real big into technology. Yeah, I definitely hear you. And you know,
very
anti-technology. Yeah, so that's cool, right? And a service like this would definitely benefit you then, right? Because everything that we do, we aim to be your white glove service, right? So anything technology, you could actually handle with a phone call off your flip phone because we have 24/7 customer service. You just call in and say, hey, I'd like this updated. Hey, I have this, you know, promotion going on. Like, for instance, today I've already taken 2 phone calls from business owners that called me in and they said, hey, today's Memorial Day, man. We got the barbecues going. Just put me out a flyer. We have we're going to have something going on Memorial Day all week. So our team starts definitely working on the flyers and we promote them throughout the week through their social media on Facebook. And then we also put anything out on Google that they're wanting advertised, right? If they're using Google advertisements. So we make sure that we're covering them on all bases, right? We keep them saturated in their community and they're able to not only get reoccurring customers, but their customers are able to see them as a reoccurring flyer in front of their faces, right? So I know you don't use Facebook a lot, right? But one of the common practices of Facebook users is whenever they're searching for services,
First thing they do is they'll go and they use Google to search. The second thing they do is open their Facebook and ask their friends for suggestions. Hey, I need my yard cut. Does anybody know somebody good that can come help us out? You know, things like that. Hey, you know, my car is messed up. Does anybody know somebody who can come by and help me? As soon as they punch those things in, there's AI bots that troll these websites, right? And as they're going through them, they will pick up on those keywords. Somebody types in that to their friends. Automatically, they're going to get hit with one of your flyers. And as they're scrolling through, they'll see your flyer. They'll see your services. They'll see any promotions. They're able to click to call. They're able to click to view. They learn a little bit about you. And just this way, you're securing new business, right? And you're cutting out the middleman. You're not going to have to pay double for that lead. You pay one flat fee, and it's unlimited calls and clicks. So as many people are searching in your area, or as many people are going to be able to see you, right? Because what we're doing is we're activating you across mobile networks, desktops, and voice searches. Now, once you're activated, like I said, you are going to receive the influx of phone calls. So what we allot you is a call tracking system. Now, with this call tracking system, you have a flip phone, and that's fine. That'll work, you know, even with your flip phone. Because what we're doing is when customers call you, what they're going to hear is, thank you for calling Solar Landscaping. Press 1 for new customer. Press 2 for existing. Press 3 if you have an appointment. So on and so forth, right? They're fully customizable. What they're helping you do is navigate through your brand new leads, right? They're helping you take those influxes. We do a lot of one-man shows, right? Owner-operator businesses. So they're out there working and their phone's ringing. You can't take your calls and do a job at the same time. Does that make sense?
Hell no.
Yeah, so it makes it tough, right? So we definitely do that for you guys. So that way you'll see a ping on your phone. It'll say local lead. We'll let it transmit all the information for you and send it right over to you. You either take that call live if you'd like, or you're able to reach out to them at your nearest convenience, right? You already know exactly what they're looking for and who you're speaking with. So we do a lot of things for you, right?
That's definitely something that, you know, Angie's doesn't offer. That sounds pretty damn cool. Now, I also will tell you, based on my one week reporting, my competitors have a 3-hour and 17-minute response time. My response time is 9 minutes.
Now, when you say, oh, that's good, man, response time in 9 minutes is great. Now, what I will say,
I need to get that down to 1.
Yeah, for sure. And you can. You know what I mean? And getting it down to 1 can help you out. We can help you out with getting that down because we actually have AI chatbots that would answer for you until you chime in, right? Until you see it and they're getting the information. You start messaging, you know, you take over, they call you, things like that, right? Now, when you talk about your customers, I mean, not your customers, your competition, are you by any chance talking about John's Cut and Trim Lawn Care or Custom Turf?
No, the only competitors in my area in like Morningside and Pittsburgh, I actually know all of them very well. They're, you know, the ones that dominate this area, I know them.
Okay.
Who did you just say?
The ones that I found right now to be the top guys in your area are True Green Lawn Care. They're serving Pittsburgh. They're not actually from Pittsburgh. These guys are paying like $13 to $38 per click to get a share of y'all's revenue down in Pittsburgh because it's going down out there right now. I mean, it's obviously going into springtime. You're getting a lot of searches for actual lawn services. All I did was lawn services as a keyword right now, and it ran 1,922 searches in the past 30 days, right, within a 20-mile radius of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I don't work in that. Wait. This is what Angie did to me. Don't. Yeah, let's get those searches way minimalized, man. Do not give me a 20-mile radius. I do not work 20 miles. I work 2 miles.
2 miles. Okay. No, and that's cool. 2 miles.
205-206. So whenever she hit me with all the, you don't understand. It shows a great number out in North Hills and all these other suburbs, right? Not in the city. You gotta give me the city numbers before anything, because you can't hit me with those suburb numbers.
Okay, so I got you. So right here at 15206, True Green Lawn Care again.
2 miles.
These guys are spending big money. And they got 56 plus years of business, so they're definitely
picking up
in your area.
One sec, please. I really need numbers slow, especially the numbers that I request. So, these, 15206, a 2 mile radius is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have how many searches within how long of a time?
30 days within a 2 mile radius of 15206. I'm seeing an average of 872 searches in the past 30 days.
872 searches.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the past 30 days.
Is there something
2 miles
other than a search? Is there like another thing other than a search, like a click or another stat that I can
Well, remember, so. Yeah, because this is just for one keyword for lawn services. If anybody put mowing services, if they put landscaping, if they put hardscaping, tree trimming, if they put anything else like that, even if they voice searched it or things like that, different types of keywords and phrases.
You know, let me get this 30-day search for landscaping real quick. How many results?
Give me 1 second right now. For landscaping, we have some different companies pop up. So you see, you have different companies with different keywords. Let's see. Local roots.
Garden. Are you from Pittsburgh?
Culture. Me personally, I am not from Pittsburgh. No, sir.
Okay.
15206. Okay. Yeah, so when it comes down to landscaping... Yeah. This one was searched for just landscaping. We had another 722 searches on average in the past 30 days within a 2 mile radius.
Well, that's pretty good.
And when you go landscaping, we're seeing Gardenia Culture Landscape Company and Local Roots Landscaping.
So Local Roots, I would say, are definitely the biggest on the East End in terms of, like, amount of, you know, just crews they send out. I would say the Morningside area that I am specifically, it's actually a guy who doesn't even show up on Google. His name is Tony Costa. Then it's probably between... me and Soul and Sir Isaac Mose. It's a combination of us three that kind of do all of Morningside and Stanton Heights. Us three dominate more than Local Roots in this area by far.
That's good. And I will tell you what, with these guys, Local Roots, they already have 241 Google reviews, right? So that means 241 services minimum that they've covered or they've received from the Google page itself, right?
And how long of a time?
Well, I don't know how long they've had their listing up, but I can tell you they've been in business for over 10 years, right? When you talk about 241, that's probably just a small percentage of people actually went and took the time to do the review, right? What we also offer you guys, because what we want to do is build your review database on Google. So when people see your company, they see how reputable it is. And these are people that don't know you, right? So we want to definitely leave that reputation. Now, with that being said, what you're able to offer your customers is you send them out a quick link, right? So, when you're on a flip phone, right? So even if I send you one out right now, you probably wouldn't be able to click on it. It wouldn't take you anywhere. But I will say you can still send it out. On your flip phone, that's not a problem. It's just if I send you one right now, I'm not going to do much for you to present it. So what we would do is you would just cut and paste it. Save it to your phone, the actual link, or you just put it in a text message. That way, whenever you have a new customer, you're going to text them out this link right from your phone. Once they click on it, it'll take them right over to the page where they'd be able to leave your 5-star review. which means they're not typing anything in the browser. They're not going opening anything up. They're not taking the time to go through all those extra avenues. It's one click, leave the review, hit submit. Let's move on to the next, right? You're able to go ahead and rank up on the Google platform when it comes down to the business networks. Now, we can get to numbers now, right? I do feel, and the reason why I say we can get to numbers now is because not everybody's a good fit, right, for the first page of Google. As you can imagine, there's a lot of fly-by-night companies, right? There's a lot of guys that say, hey, you know, we're a company, we can come out and do the services. And, you know, in all actuality, it's not the case, right? So what we do here is once I'm speaking with somebody, we'll conduct a little interview, I'll get a feel for them, right? I feel like you are a numbers guy. I can tell you're an analytics guy. I can tell you're really knowledgeable about your business and you understand your backyard. You know some of your competitors. You know what's going on there. And that's a good thing, right? Because having your expertise in the area, being able to find the customers and service them that are actively looking, these are all convenience shoppers. When you're getting people off the Google network, it are people that are working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and they just need somebody to come handle the yard for them, right? So they just want to see something online that's, you know, reputable and hey, this guy, you know, they look solid. They got some good reviews. Let's give them a call. You know what? Now we have, you meet somebody brand new. They have friends. Now you're really filling your contracts at a higher pace without having to pay all that extra money, right? Because that's really what it comes down to is results and return on investment when it comes down to marketing. Now here with Local Splash, you're never on a contract. We look to earn our customers' business month to month. So every single month, we're making sure that we're operating at a high level for you guys and bringing you guys customers. Now this listing itself, is that's exactly what it is. It's a listing because it's on the local map section. If we were having a conversation about Google Ads, it'd be a completely different conversation because that's like a pay-per-click, pay-per-lead type service, right? Now, here on the local maps, this is what is actually exclusive. Whenever you get the phone call, we hear about the exclusivity, and you're like, well, you guys call me all the time. Right? I'm sure I can sign up for ads all the time. You absolutely can. Google Ads are always available. The only exclusive part is the maps because in order for us to fill a section for Google as their premier partner, there has to be one available. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now right now with the listing that's available, it's going to have some inclusions with it, right? Because listings, like I said, they work differently from Google Ads. So these are packaged in order to promote the listing and put a solid presentation for customers online for Google. Now, with this package, what you'd be looking at is a flat rate of $249. Now, I've attached a Memorial Day discount as well as a new business discount. So this plan normally sits at a rate of $600 a month. Now for you guys, your rate would not go up, it would not change, and it would stay at that flat rate with unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. Now, what the inclusions are, first off, right out the gate, I can let you know you can get a top 5 directory submission package. So Google, we already talked about, you're also going to be submitted to Facebook. So I know you have a business profile up. What we aim to do is host that for you. You're not a technology guy. Don't worry about it. We'll do it for you. Any pictures that you have up, anything that you could submit to us would be great. What we'd be doing is updating that for you or promoting it throughout the month. If you're wanting a marketing, a promotion, or anything like that, you give us a call. You say, hey, it's Memorial Day. Put something together for me, guys. Let's get it rocking. We put something out all week long. It'd be pumped out for you, right? Until you want to end your promotion. And throughout the rest of the month, what we're going to be doing is servicing towards your peak service hours, as well as your peak services. What we're also doing is submitting you to Yelp, so you'd have a live Yelp listing, as well as Bing and Apple. With Apple, we're going to make sure you're activated on Safari, which is their browser. It's kind of like a Chrome, right? But it's the browser for Apple. You have Siri, their voice searches, and Apple Maps. So you're found on all facets, right? We're also going to give you the exposure that covers the mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. We'll cover all the bases. All that kind of makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, what I will tell you is, I mean, I know we went to in through the call tracking a little bit, right? And that's where you're able to track your new customers that are coming in, clicking, calling. And every week, it'll give you an update, you know, a text message or an email that'll say, you had 9 new leads this week, 11 new leads this week, so on and so forth, right? Now, what we always talk about is our timeline. Because these are a lot of services that will be rolled out for you, right? So I'd like you to know exactly when all these go into play and when they will be live. Because like I said, performance matters, right? So when we talk about timeline, right out the gate, the first thing, once you secure a listing, you're going to get scheduled as a calendar invite for your onboarding call, right? That's a 30-minute phone call. We'll set up your geo fences, your keywords, all the other pertinent information that we need to get going, right? Now, once we move on to day 5 to 7, your reporting dashboard is live. That's your Google Business Analytics dashboard. You're able to see all the keywords and phrases you're listed for. It'll help you track your new customers, and also it'll have, you know, some of those quick links that you can send out to your customers. Now, your directory submissions will also all be live by day 5 to 7. Now, once we get to day 7 to 14, with this listing itself, and it's up to you whether you want one up or not, but we would be able to buy you out a domain and build a website at this price already included. We'll host it for you. We'll maintain it. We'll put everything up that needs to be there. Solid call to action. Any kind of mission statements that you have for your company, we'll make sure they're there as well. As well as your hours of operation and any pictures of, you know, work that you've done. So that way customers can see that. I mean, when they see Gardenia LLC, you hover over them, you see a couple of really nice photos of their work. Local Roots, same thing. Really nice photos of their work, right? Cultural Landscape Company, you also see theirs. So we aim to do the same for you. Now, once you get to day 7 to 14, that website's live and your Facebook ads are now getting pumped out. So we're already working within the first 2 weeks to start securing your new business. By the time you're day 45 to 60, you're going to find yourself at the first page placements right there within those areas that you want to be listed. And I know that's a 2-mile radius, right? And just let me ask you a question. Are you willing to work outside of a 2-mile radius, or you only want phone calls from a 2-mile radius?
Only 2-mile radius.
Okay. So then what we'll do with that 2-mile radius is we're going to set up a geo fence, right? Within that radius, within any certain zip codes that you would like to use. If there's any specific ones, you let them know, and we'll make sure we're corralling the customers in those areas. With those actual geo fences, since we are data service providers for Meta and Google, when they're typing in any of these keywords or phrases, when they're asking for suggestions, whenever they're doing anything on their phones that are related to your services, we're making sure they're getting hit with your flyers in the social media world and finding you on first page listing on the search engines, right? Now, I'm pretty sure you can see the value of beating your computer just when it comes down to being up front. You know what I mean? Especially on this first page of Google.
Yeah.
Great. Now, that price point, I mean, I'm sure it does sound pretty fair as well. I mean, that's something that doesn't go up. It's going to be included with your Facebook ad space. We're going to use some of that money, and we're going to buy out the domain. We're going to go ahead and build out the website and make sure you have that avenue as well for your company. Now, like I was saying, that 2-mile radius is – how many zip codes? Let me see, 15206. Let me pull up my
– buy out domain.
So we'll purchase a domain on your behalf, right? So the domain will probably be something like Solar Landscaping Inc., right? www.solarlandscapinginc.com. So Solar Landscaping Inc. would be what we would purchase for you. Now, if you ever decided to, you know, not use our service anymore, or you decided to give us, you know, the 3-day notice to where you're not going to come back to us, you would always have the option of purchasing your domain at the same price that we got it for, which is just $99. We don't ever aim to hold any of that stuff hostage or anything like that, right? You're always more than welcome to, obviously, your information. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. So,
So I know you're not a big technology guy, right, Robert? But I will say, like, to paint a picture for you, this is how it all works. And this is how you're going to find your leads, and this is how they come to you, excuse me. Somebody gets out of work, it's a single mom, her yard's big, she's had a few complaints, she's got to find somebody, she's got to find somebody today. So she's going to open her phone, she's either going to ask Siri or Alexa, or she's just going to type it in. Lawn services near me, yard cutting near me, lawn maintenance guy near me. Once she does that, a few options are going to show up in front of her face, right? If she does landscaping, we already went over 3 that are there with 1 slot that's open for 1 more company, right? We have Culture, Gardenia, and Local Roots. She's going to see these 3 guys, hover over them, see a couple pictures. She's going to start clicking the call, right? I'll write off a watch on their website on it, and that's how you're securing the business. It's exactly how it happens with us, and people are finding services like that every single day. You know, I know that you're on a flip phone. Maybe your girlfriend uses a regular phone or some of your family members, but if you were to talk to these guys and ask them, hey, how many times do you guys use Google to find restaurants or any services, they're going to tell you all the time. I mean, it's just, it's the new phone book. That's how everybody's finding people, and they're just letting the search engine do the job, right? So having the most powerful search engine work for your business can't be a bad idea, especially when you got a rate like this on a plan that's designed to turn over money at almost 3 times the cost, right?
All right.
So talk to me. Any questions? You know, any questions? You know, any concerns? You know, any other zip codes? Let's do some research, man. Let's crunch some numbers. You know, let's see where we can get you. I mean, having said all that, I'm pretty sure you'd want to give it a try, right? You want to be able to give me a shot to prove it to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, definitely enticing. It's definitely, a good,
it's a good program. At the end of the day, it's a great program because, yeah, what we're doing with the program itself is we're making sure that you're able to be found by everybody that doesn't know you in your actual service area. So everybody that's sitting in their house, on their bed scrolling, in their vehicles, they have access to you. Whether they know you or they know it or not, they have access to you. And sooner or later, people finding those searches are going to see your name. And they're going to see you out in the street. They're going to see you servicing neighbors' houses and other people and be like, oh, that's the guy that we saw on Google. And you continue to secure services. You're not going to find a business on the first page of Google that's not making it. It just doesn't happen because of how many people search every single day for services. And if you're finding yourself on the first page, you're making money. That's just the way it is.
No.
You call any of these companies. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of this your company again?
So our company is Local Splash, right? Now, just so you learn a little bit about the Google Premier Partnership, I really wish I could send you out our link, right? Because what it would do is it would take you over to our website, and on there you'll see our licensing badge. You'd actually be able to click on it. And in order to have that on your website, you have to be a Premier Partner. To be a Premier Partner, you have to go through extensive certifications and trainings. Right now, if you look up our company, we're in Orange County, California, and we're right next door to Google's headquarters. We've been here for 20 years, right? And over 20 years, we've been able to build a customer database of over 10,000 businesses currently that we're servicing, and not one of those businesses has a contract. That tells you one thing. We're making the money because nobody's going to put money into marketing if it's not doing anything for them. That makes sense, right? I mean, I'm sure the same would work for you. If you put money into marketing and it's not getting you any clients or customers, are you going to go back every month? That'd be the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing time after time, it's not working. So what we do here is we are a real performance-based company. We understand that nobody has to come back to us. All they got to do is give us 3 days notice before the next billing cycle, and we lost the customer. And we realize it's that easy for them to walk, so we have to make it twice as hard just by giving the value of the service. By showing them what we're doing, and they feel it.
Now, I got to ask a couple questions then.
Yes.
Now, knowing that once I hit my goal, you guys are very under, I hope you're very understanding the fact that I'm probably not only like, not going to re-sign up for the service, but I'm going to try to take everything, my Facebook, deactivate every little piece of solar landscaping online. You understand that part, right?
Okay. Hey, look, and here's the thing. That's definitely your decision, right? Once you have your database, if you want to take everything down, you're going to have full access to your Google business profile. At the end of the day, like I said, we're here to build your company. So if you get to a point where you feel like you're built and you're on a solid foundation, you're more than welcome to let us know, hey, thank you for the service. I've hit my goal. I'm very appreciative. I won't be, after this month, we won't be returning. That's fine. No big deal, right? Now, your Google business profile, you will have your logins for it. So that will always stay yours. Even when you decide to leave, it will stay active, right? Now, you may fall off a little bit from the front page because the continued algorithm won't be there along with all the other links and sites, right?
Well, won't my, I guess what I'm at, because this is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
Say I deactivate, you know, my Angie's leads, I deactivate my local Splash account, however you guys do this, and, you're saying if, you know, I'm at, say, the top of the page on Google, is there a possibility for me to be able to take that completely off of Google?
Yes, sir. So what you would do is you would log in to your Google business profile, which you would have your, like I said, your password and your email is what it'll be associated with. And once you log in, you would just go on there and you would push deactivate, or you would close it, right? Once you do that, it's completely taken off, right? People wouldn't be able to find you. That's not a problem. You're always able to do that. Your Facebook business profile, we're going to be on there as managers, but you are still the owner, right? So if at any time you decide to go in and, hey, I hit my goal, thank you very much, I'm done, you're more than welcome to close that down. And obviously, we would no longer be managers on there. So, you know, all of those services are encompassed within the listing itself. So once you decide to go, I mean, you're more than welcome to just turn it all off. I mean, those are your profiles. We don't take control of them or keep them hostage. That's one thing that will never happen with our company.
So the, all right. So now this, I hope, would not entice you guys to make me hit my 100 goal over the course of 10 years.
So check it out. That's another thing that you're never going to catch me or anybody else from our company calling and being like, hey, we have these three leads. We want to sell them to you at $1,000, right? Like, it's not how it works. So however many searches you're receiving, however many calls you're receiving and you're able to convert, that's all on you. You know what I mean? We don't even keep track of that. Your Google business dashboard helps you keep track of that. But as far as me, I'm not going to see how many calls you're receiving, you know, unless our analytics team pulls into the database and you have questions about your performance and how it's working. Well, then we'll go in and we'll take a look at it. But other than that, I mean, we're not going in there and, oh, slowing it down or, you know, taking you off the first page, things like that. That's not how it works. Once you find yourself on those first page listings, you'll stay there. You know what I mean? As long as you stay with us. And then once you're ready to move on and, you know, ride into your sunset, feel free. We've done our job. It's a good job done by us. I'm sure you'd go by and leave us another great review to land over, you know, give us another one. We got over 1,000 right now. So it'd definitely be great to get another one on there and go on your way. And we know it's another great business service. I mean, we can't service everybody forever, right? But we do aim to help everybody hit their goals.
Hey, I'm definitely grateful for that information because I, you know, like a plumber would probably want to use your services for the entirety of their business because once they're done with a bathroom or kitchen, it's like, well, now they need another one because it's done, right?
And, yeah, that's so much reoccurring twice a month. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like a yard service would, you know what I mean? I know I got my guy, he comes every 2 weeks and he's been with me now for 8 going on 9 years and I don't plan on changing. As long as I tell him, hey, as long as you're cutting, you just keep on coming, man. We take good, real good care of us. I trust him here in my property. You know, he knows how to access my gates. And if I'm not here, he gets the job done. And so I definitely hear you when it comes down to reoccurring customers. Because that's what I don't want a different guy in my backyard every 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Seeing my stuff. And, yeah, you just don't want that. You know, I have kids. You know, I have valuables. I make sure that my home is protected and I have trustworthy people. And I found him on the first page of Google. He had some good reviews and he's been great by my side for 8 years, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean,
he actually built me big table, and I was really grateful for that, you know. And he planted a tree for one of my kids, because my son, he loves being outside in the yard and stuff, so he planted a small lemon tree for him.
That's what you know, the industry is all about.
For sure.
Now I do have to ask the last couple of things now that we went over the numbers and some of the things that, you know, you guys offer in terms of, you know, your services between all the platforms. Now, there are a couple of things that Angie's did offer that I'm wondering if you guys do offer, but I haven't necessarily seen it yet because I haven't talked to my Angie rep since I've been activated as of a week ago. My numbers based on what I am charging, I've been told I'm charging not enough. Now, do you guys have any type of analytics on what people in not the Pittsburgh region, but my 2 mile radius region are paying for weekly and bi-weekly lawn care? Not yard cleanups, not mulch installation, not anything like that. Just the lawn. If you guys don't, I understand. I just figured it's definitely something that I'm interested in learning more about, the pricing. That's something that I'm actually meeting with a couple of the other landscapers this Friday about, is learning what we should and what we can charge in our area, because, you know, based on my research on the YouTube Academy from those landscapers, is, you know, you don't want to drive everybody else, all the other landscapers, you know, down, and you also don't want to, you know, we're not out here trying to get rich. We're just out here trying to, you know, make a living. So it's, you want to cover your expenses, because, you know, landscapers normally use a heavier duty vehicle, which requires more maintenance, more insurance, more everything. Yeah. And, you know, our equipment isn't the rinky dinky equipment you go get at, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's. You know, it's all commercial, and it's, get a little different, you know, price point. So it's, you know, we have to charge for that and our skill set on top of that. So yeah. I just want to make sure I'm in the right wheelhouse.
Sure. And what I can tell you, right, is, and the reason why is because obviously, I mean, as Google Premier Partner, we have some different analytics that we can run. So with the Google Business Analytics, you know, system, we can definitely run in the area and see the average cost of what's reported, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. not every landscaper is going to report their earnings or maybe report them properly. But what we can see from the area, I can definitely pull the numbers and get them to you, right? So, all right, ready to do the search. Now, landscaping in your area on average right now is costing anywhere from $4 to $12 per square foot for basic services, right? So, you know, when it comes down to small landscaping projects, it's usually ranging between $300 and $800, while larger jobs can cost, you know, upwards of, you know, $1,500 to $2,000, just depending. But when you're looking at $4 to $12, it's also going to depend on, you know, what company you have out there, what type of investments, how diversified are they.
That doesn't help me, those numbers. I need the price per cut.
That was just the landscaping, right? That was just the landscaping, like four to twelve, right, per square foot, you know, for your basic services of landscape. Now, when we go to mowing, I can run another one right there for you, right, per yard. Now, like I said, it's going to vary. I mean, not too much, but it's also going to vary on just, you know, what's being reported in the area, right? And that's what we can pull from. So let me see. Now, you do understand the 4 to 12, right? What it can actually range from, and what I was trying to get at with that 4 to 12 is...
Yeah, that's like mulch, borders, other things along those lines, if I'm...
Yeah, and also it's like, if you get true green lawn care out to your property, they're probably going to charge you on the higher end about $12, $10 to $12 per square foot. Reason being is because just for that lead, that they got in that area, they're paying anywhere from $13 to $38 for it right out the gate, right? Just for the click. Then depending on what it converted to and how much, if they're paying per lead or if they got the Google guarantee, you know, because these guys are right up top. So they are securing a lot of business from this area. They got 341 reviews.
But I will say they're going to be the more expensive ones. Now, looking at local routes, I'd say they're probably anywhere from 8 to 12. TMS Lawn Care. These guys are probably going to be from 4 to 7, you know, for landscaping per square foot. Now, I know they may not be charging per square foot, but even if you look at, say, 30 square foot little area, that's not a very big area. That's common for, you know, somebody to want to landscape that right here in these, I mean, in this zip code, it looks more like a suburban area. Am I right?
Where I'm at?
15206.
No, sir. We're in the city. Looks,
okay, so this is real urban. Oh, good. Oh, okay, I see.
Very city. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, very city.
We're not downtown, but we're inner city for sure here.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no suburbs here. I hate suburbs.
I hate suburbs.
Oh, I hate the suburbs.
Right in the middle. Okay. All right. Okay. So then let's go ahead and run that other search real quick. Let's do lawn services and find out what the average cost is. What would you say is the average size of the yard that you're doing?
Oh, I mean, I don't really know all that acreage stuff because they're so tiny. I mean,
now,
sometimes
I was gonna say, yeah, like, you don't got no acres out there. I mean, you're doing like a lot, a half lot, maybe a double lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the size of this is probably like 20 by 10 in the front. That's the size of the grass patch in the front. And then the back is probably like a, 40 by 30. And I say that's probably on average. So whatever that would add up to.
Okay, so do you know who Gomo is? Gomo?
Bill Moe's?
No, Gomo.
Spell that for me.
G-O-M-O-W.
G-O-M-O-W. Nope, never heard of them.
Okay. All right, so it looks like right now in your area, per yard cost is ranging from 33 to 49 to small to average yards to 55 to about 147 for large to extra large size lawns. This is standard right now for the lawn mowing in your area.
Okay, so I'm charging accordingly because the 33 to 49 for the small lawn, that's more or less where I'm at.
That's pretty much where you're at, yeah. So then you're really competitive in your area, which is a good thing because, I mean, that's also going to help you secure businesses, especially if you're competing with some of the other guys on Angie's List. It's going to come down to how competitive is your cost and how good is your work, because those customers are going to be getting calls from other businesses in your industry right next to them as well, right? Because it's going to be all the local guys.
Yeah, I would say, like, the only competitor that I really truly have that can offer the closest amount of, like, grew up here and has the, the community and played sports here and all this and that is Sir Isaac Moe's. And he's only 19 years old. He's just a kid. But, this is what he wants to do. And I'm more along those types of lines where, you say local roots and, True Green, they charge on the higher end. Well, let me ask you, if you had the owner of the business of local roots coming out, I'd understand paying that, but that local roots is hiring some guy who's paying $18 an hour. Who can't wait to get home and, go to the bar or whatever. And, you want that guy coming out, or do you want the guy the owner of Sir Isaac Moe's or Solar Landscaping or Tony Costa, who the guy who shows up is the guy who owns the business and has all the,
So it matters the most to him that it works and that it goes out accordingly because this is his business. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
So if you're saying them $18.50 an hour guys are getting fucking $12 an hour per square foot, I should be able to charge $20 then. Shit, that's garbage to me. You know?
It makes sense, right? It does make sense because you're bringing the value.
Yeah, $18.50 an hour guy. He's watching Tiki Talkie. He's taking as long of a lunch break as he can. He's taking his shits on the clock. You know what I mean? He's doing everything he can. And, I didn't weed whack that part. Oh, well, I didn't pull all these. Oh, well, my company. I don't care. I'm probably not going to be here next year. You know what I mean?
And I'll tell you what. Man, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah. This is what I mean. You're a good fit for the first page because you hit the nail on the head. And that's actually why I chose my guy 8 years ago off of Google, because it's for the simple reason. There's a company here in my area, right? They're called Top Cut Lawn Care. And you will see their trailers, their crews, their F-250s all over town. And their crew, you'll see, four or five different guys at the properties, right? Well, guess what? That means I'm going to have four or five different guys coming to service me every time they hire somebody new. And they're all going to be all over my property, twice a month. And I don't know half of these guys. I'm not going to be able to keep track of who's coming in and out of my house. When I found my lawn mowing guy, I saw on his website, he was an owner operator. He services all the properties himself and he takes on what he can manage, right? So I knew it was going to be somebody responsible. I knew it was going to be somebody that cared about his business. And I knew it was going to be somebody that was going to take care of my home because he wants to take care of how he makes his money, right? And those go hand in hand with each other. So those are the values that your website can bring you, because you're not going to be able to tell exactly what you told me. Your customers aren't going to hear you say these things. But when they search the keyword and they click that little globe that says website, Local Roots, let's click and see what they say. Let's get started. It says Local Roots Landscaping. They got a chat bot. Hi, I'm Emily Landscaping, distinctive landscape expert care. Expert landscape design, installation, and maintenance for discerning clients. And then they have a little bit about it. Since 2004, Local Roots has been landscape providing. Okay. Their services, but not too much about it.
For 21 years. Wow. I didn't know they've been around that long.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you look at their website, they got a great call to action. They're putting value in there. What I'd like to see is business owners on the website, right? I want to know who their owner is. Let's know a little bit about him. How diligent is he with his work and his customers, and how much does he keep up with people? Because like I said, with landscaping, all these things, it's really about being in people's properties and making sure that they feel safe having you there, right? So what this guy's done, AAA, U-Haul, Union, Wendy's,
this happened literally 2 days ago. Okay, I go look at a job over in Highland Park. This house was probably north of $1.7 million, right? I show up, and me and him had talked on the phone for probably about 30 minutes prior to me getting there. So as soon as I get there, I think we're going to go look at the yard. He invites me inside his house, shows me all the renovation work, invites me into his vinyl collection, which was insane.
Wow,
had these insane
awesome
speakers, this insane like sound room, and he played some Bob Dylan for me, and I never heard speakers like that in my life. It was so clear. And
I thought you were going to say you never heard Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan's my dad's favorite artist. My dad has probably five Bob Dylan posters in his office. That one of them I got for him for Father's Day like a couple years back. No, I'm a big Bob Dylan guy. Prior to the Bob Dylan movie coming out. That's how comfortable customers are with me, because they all know that I lived here. They all know my parents' house was kind of like I don't know if you want to call it like a landmark in the area, but it kind of is, because it's on the cliff, and it's on the edge of the neighborhood.
So it's one of those things that everybody sees it when they go through.
Yes, and that's where I have a lot of my my yard signs and, you know, the truck magnets on my dad's trucks and my other truck and stuff like that. So, like, you know, I'm more of a, and I love all the services you offer, dude, but you will never beat word of mouth or the local community. You know, you'll never be able to beat that. And I, and that's why I'm very against the online thing, but, you know, the sad, you know, truth is that a lot of people do use exactly the way you're talking about. But I'm definitely leaning towards this. This is, you know, this is a good service, good deal. Now I gotta ask you, just based on, you know, our conversation, which we've been talking for a little bit now, if you had to guess, just based on your experience, and how long have you been doing this for Local Splash? You yourself?
I've been doing this for 9.5, going on 10 years with Local Splash.
Oh gosh,
I started.
We got so some numbers in here.
Oh, when I'm talking about building businesses, like I said, I'm in my 40s, brother. So I started when we were selling and building businesses from the yellow pages and the phone books. Billboards, yellow pages, all the ways that you're talking about right now that help build a word of mouth out there in the community. I started with those, right? And I've watched them grow and transform into what we have now, right? Now, when I'm saying word of mouth is great, I agree with you 100%. It's fantastic because what that does is it really solidifies you in your community within your sphere of influence, right? Now, when we talk about sphere of influence, that means the people that know you, they know your parents, they see the landmarks. This is community, right? So that's how it works. Now, what Google does for you is it starts brand new word of mouth chains. And I'm talking word of mouth chains that can grow into the thousands. Look at the population in your area within the 2 mile radius. That's why you only need to work 2 miles because of the population, how dense it is. Am I right? There's so many people.
Very
dense. So many people that are going to need to start. I'm looking on the map. I'm like, okay, I get it. Right? Now, with that being said, when you talk about the sphere of influence being able to grow the chain, if you get one brand new person that knows nothing about you, that had never met you, but maybe they've seen the landmark and now, oh yeah, that's my parents' house up there actually. Oh wow. They go leave you a review. Their friends see the review. Now it started a whole new sphere, a whole new chain of word of mouth for you that thousands of people are going to be able to see because they're actively searching and they're finding you on the front and they're reading these things about you. And then they're seeing on your website. I mean, if you want it on your website to even have the picture, you know it's a landmark. People are going to see it in there and say, oh, I've seen that house. Oh, this is them. We should call them. It's trust building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see it. It's
hey, I
have familiar with.
I have all the I have all the respect that you you went through the yellow pages and the all the billboards.
Oh, brother,
stuff.
The business owners used to fight for their business names to have starting with the A and then follow with like a B or another A because you ended up very first in the yellow pages. They didn't want
to
drop back.
I remember my dad used to send me that shit.
Dude, they used to sell
business names.
Business names, they would sell them for like $10,000-$15,000, brother, to other business owners just so they could have the letter A's in them. That's so crazy because that was
that's
the only way
crazy.
To find. So when I talk to those business owners now and they're like, no, yes, I need to be on the front. And I look at their business name and it's like A's and B's and C's everywhere because they made sure they were always on the front. They've now been in business for like 35 years and it's the same owner. And I'm walking him through the dashboard and how all this works. And he's like, well, gee, I've used an email once and my secretary, you know how it goes, brother. I mean, I've been in the industry for a long time with businesses and building them. So it's something we definitely know how to do, right? That's why I work for this company, because I don't have to get calls with people yelling at me, telling me, you guys have me in this contract and I'm this. Hey, look, you can call me at any time because I'm the director here of the state. You have my extension. Your customer service is available 24/7. But when you call me with a concern, it's like, hey, can we get this fixed? We're on the clock, right?
Boom. Yeah,
we get our client research team, our onboarding team, and they immediately start working on the situation and we make sure that it's taken care of. And you're like, great, thank you for doing it for me. Let's continue services, right? And we just keep moving forward with our clients. We have a 90% customer retention ratio over going on 21 years now because we're already about to have our next birthday. You know, so when 90% business owners coming back to us with no contract, we're doing it right.
Oh, yeah. Now, if I...
Now that you know a little bit about me and my business and the density of my area, and you've seen the competition, you understand, you know, the stuff that's not online. You obviously have access to the stuff that's online. And you also understand that, even though everybody says they're different, solar landscaping actually is kind of one of a first of its kind with the, you know, being a little bit on.